What are you doing here? Written and read by Baroness Floella Benjamin. To my unbelievably strong and determined family, Mommy, Daddy, Sandra, Lester, Ellington, Roy Jr. and Cynthia. My supportive guardian angels who have loved and protected me. My golden children, Aston and Alvina, who have made me proud. And my beloved and devoted husband, Keith, who is the wind beneath my wings. Chapter 1. What am I doing here? That thought didn't cross my mind. Even though I'd never set foot in a proper theatre before, not even to sit in the audience, let alone walk onto a vast black stage in London's West End. The spotlights blazed down on me. As I stared out into the darkness of the auditorium, knowing an invisible audience was waiting to see what I was made of, joy and determination took charge of me. The year was 1969. I was 20 years old, and I had that inexplicable feeling my life was about to change forever. I couldn't predict where this path would lead. I couldn't have imagined then that over 50 years later, men and women of a certain age would rush up to me with adoration in their eyes. I love you, Floella. I've loved you ever since I first saw you on Play School. I couldn't have dreamed that I'd one day be discussing government policy with my Play School babies, now government ministers, party leaders, prime ministers in the Houses of Parliament. At that moment, all I knew was this. I was in the right place. I was born to do this. Now I just had to prove it. Floella Benjamin, announced the stage manager. From the pitch black auditorium came a voice. A man's voice. I couldn't see its owner, but he sounded a little bored. After all, to him, I was just one more of the small crowd of young hopefuls who had gathered at the Shaftesbury Theatre stage door that day. This was the era of open auditions. Anyone who'd spotted the newspaper ad that had brought me here could just walk off the street and have a go. The director of this touring musical had been auditioning all week. So, love, what are you going to sing for us? That was easy. I'd chosen a favourite Cole Porter number. I'd performed it with my father's band at countless weddings and working men's clubs since my early teens. I've got you under my skin, I announced confidently, turning to the pianist at the edge of the stage. I thought of my father, Daddy, in the key of F. The intro struck up, loud and familiar. From the time I was born, I'd thrown my entire being into everything I do. I believe that if something's worth doing, you should do it to the very best of your ability. So I threw myself into the song, ready to enjoy every note. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. I sang, the broadest of smiles on my lips. My voice soared, my eyes sparkled, and I was transported to my favorite place, far, far away from reality. A magical place, temporarily out of time. How I loved to sing. It felt almost like soaring into space. I didn't want this song to end, but when it did, the voice from the stalls was enthusiastic. Wonderful, wonderful. They like me, I thought. They really like me. This was going better than I could have hoped. Can you move, love?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?